Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am very grateful to be with you on this fourth day of September 2021. We're moving into the fall ever so gently, and I love this time of year. It's my very favorite. We're going to be looking at how a person should live. I get lots of questions about my own life, what a spiritual practice looks like to live. A lot of people don't understand what that all entails. So I chose a couple of questions here. Our radio programs are going to be moving down to 15 minutes due to changes in the internet connection and changes with the hub that these radio programs are heard on. So I hope that you can still enjoy them. There'll be plenty of time for me to answer all the questions, and hopefully this makes room for other people to come on the air and do the things I do, and that's all that really matters, is that the messages are there. Let's talk about how to live. What is living? Is it your lifestyle? Well, it includes your lifestyle, that is for sure. But what is it really all about? What does it mean to truly live? What are we doing here? What are we doing with our life? How are we living this thing called our life? And what should we be doing with this living of our life? So we're going to be looking at some of the questions that have come in. They're beautiful questions, and they're sincere. And I want to get right to the very first one. This comes from Kay in Los Angeles, and she has been a loyal listener and follower and supporter of our program for many years, and I'm grateful. I'm curious, she says, how do you think people should live? What should be their priority? Family, politics, society, religion? Just tell me the way in which you would live. And then she goes into all sorts of assumptions. And I don't do assumptions, so there you are. But Kay, thank you for your beautiful question. You know, people live in accord with what they think is most important. And whatever is most important is the way they live. The survival is typically the first one, and then we're taking the temperature of how we survive with the news and politics and all of that other stuff. And so we tend to live according to the manner of our politics, our religious morality that says thou shalt not kill, even though we do. We're murderous creatures that we are. We're born to kill. We're carnivores, and that's what we do. We kill and we pillage and we rape, and it gets real ugly. So when you're talking about, Kay, the whole idea of you're curious about how I think people should live, I don't have an I think about how people should live. I really don't. I'm very focused on what's going on within my life and within me and shaping the way I live in these closing years of my biology. So for me, this is the way it looks. I am only interested in what I can take with me through death. I am not interested in just my lifestyle. I am not interested in the politics. I am not interested in the way people govern their lives through, you know, entertainment and sports. They actually govern their life through these things. I'm not interested in any of those things. Every day I get up and I work, every single day, 7 days a week, and I have incorporated what I do as far as work is concerned into the way I live my life, my lifestyle. I think of my schedule, I think of what needs to be done, how to help people, how to be more effective. I'm always looking at everything in proportion to what I can do to take with me through death. And all of that has led me to one thing. It is all about love. So my lifestyle and the way I feel I need to live for myself is to accentuate love through kindness, forgiveness, mercy. I live in a solitude and in a simplicity that allows me to free myself up from Greg's hectic mindset that is always looking for, he's looking for a better way to survive, I would suppose. But I am not much interested in that. I am very focused on the idea that at any given moment, at any given time, Greg could be leaving his body. And I am interested, as I work with people at hospice, in how that works and what people are all about, what I'm all about, and what living is all about. And for me, it has come down to love, Kay. I want to take that with me through death. Not human love, not affection, not gratification, but love. Returning to the source of life through love. And I don't know where that takes you after death. I have my own insights on that have come to me, but basically I don't do things for the purpose of gaining something. I do things for the purpose of love. And that means I don't work with the idea of, will you get this? Will you like me more? Blah, 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 that kind of stuff. I am not a minister. I'm a teacher, and I am not interested in having people adore me, or like me, or even dislike. I don't care. I am focused on what is it about me that would make love possible in this moment, and I live in that moment, moment to moment to moment. That's what I do to my best. I do that, and it changes. Not Gregory, but it certainly has been an interesting experience because it formulates new experiences for me, brings in new people into my life. It expels the people that don't need really to be there with this kind of mentality that I have. And I enjoy watching the parade of people up and down the avenue of my living, my lifetime, and enjoying the gravitas of it all. It's very, very interesting. Anyway, there you are. That's what it's all about for me. And thank you for your question, Kay. And I love you dearly, and please forgive me. Namaste. The next question, which could be our last question for the day. What should I teach my children in life that is important to what you think of as being important? And this comes from Randy in Colorado. I get a lot of Colorados. Randy, I'm not here to tell you how to raise your children. I'm really not. I'm not here to tell you how to do anything except to help you with the effort of your own awakening. Actually, these programs are just to introduce little things and see if it touches a chord in you. For a lot of people, it doesn't. And for some people, it touches a big chord. So I want you to understand where my head's at when I talk about all this. What would I teach my child if I had one? No more and no less than what I have realized for myself, that above everything, the first thing that is most important about life and living is respect for other people. No matter where they are, there needs to be a respect for whatever a human being is going through. And this can be a gamut of things. This can be a load of things, both psychological, physiology, sexuality. It goes on and on and on to nauseam, all the things that people go through in the course of their lifetime. So I respect would be the first one. I think that would be the most important in the beginning. The second thing is always to return kindness to people, even though it may not seem that they are interested in kindness or, according to society, deserve it. It's all about love, this whole thing, and it's not about me getting what I think is right from another person. So I would say respect, and then how I give to people out of love and kindness, and then I would be really focused on understanding, helping my child understand beyond his genetic nature, his biology, and trying to show there is a time for reason and logic, and then there is a time to let that go and move into the next phase, which would be intuition and the compassion and love that would come from that intuition. And I think that would be very, very important, not to live from the instincts of the body. Just because I have an instinct to do something or an impulse to do something doesn't mean I would act on it. Just allowing it to be there, dormant, would be a really good thing. Those are the kind of things that I would teach my child if I had one, if I were young and doing that kind of thing. I don't think right now at this time in my life at 70 years old, I'm not very interested in children at all. I'm not interested in any of that. I would try to help the child understand meditation right off the bat. There would be just so much involved in meditation. I would try to show the child how to eat meditatively, play, have a good time, cathart, do all of that. But when it came time to really be aware of my given situation, I think I would be very focused on the idea of we get our insight through meditation. So those are quick little things that I hope will help you. I really do. And please forgive me. Namaste. And our last question. This comes from Chad. I don't know where he lives. He said, I've been listening to you for many years. I'm curious, how do you live and what is important to you? Chad. Chad, how do I live? I live in a freedom inside, and I live in a freedom outside. I don't worry about entertaining Greg or making Greg happy. That is the first thing you have to understand. I'm not much interested in pleasuring him. I'm not interested in what he wants, what he doesn't want. There are things he needs, and that is a different thing. Health things, needs, you know, a place to live, a car to drive, things like that, food to eat. But I am not interested in his amusement or his entertainment. And that's how I live, absent of that. I love watching football, and I love being with my students and all of that. But I don't use that as a cover for, you know, my ego. I don't use that as the mainstay of my life. I'm never bored, ever, never bored. And truthfully speaking, I am humbly grateful for where I live, how I live, and the honor of having any student come to me and seek the way. So that's what's important to me. How may I serve you? How may I help? And returning to source, that is everything to me, and the rest can all just kind of go by the wayside, and that's usually what it does. So there you are. Oh, we're done. Boy, this happens fast. I'll get used to it. I hope you do. It's a rhythm. Thank you for listening. I'll be back on the air tomorrow with more questions, wonderful questions. And if you want to ask me something, greg@aspire.org. That is my email, greg@aspire.org. I'd love to hear from you. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.